Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those who will be hearing the service over other devices and also later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath that is so cool. It's so pretty over here. By God's grace, I hope you're having good weather as well. This is our lesson 339, part 2 review of our chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me on this Sabbath, September 25th, 2021. I hope and pray everyone can have the presentation clear and ready. We would allow our dear brother Gray would be the one to sing the Tiny Tot songs. It's entitled.
Are you ready, Rose?
Can you hear me?
What's happening here? There you go. I had my sound off. You want me to sing this, Rose?
Sure, dear brother. I was just introducing the song. You could go ahead.
Okay, I'm on the phone with Anna, but I'll take a breather here. More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We will take a few minutes to read a little bit of about prayer and what the Lord wants us to be able to learn. So it will help the little ones and the parents that they can be able to see according to a thus said the Lord, biblical and spirit of prophecy. Just a few lines, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to read it.
Sat blessings, everyone. Okay. The Lord's Prayer exhibits beauty and simplicity. Jesus taught his disciples that only that prayer which arises from unfeigned lips, prompted by the actual wants of the soul, is genuine and will bring heaven's blessing to the petitioner. He gave a brief, comprehensive prayer to his disciples. This prayer, for its beautiful simplicity, is without a parallel. It is a perfect prayer for public and private life. It is dignified and elevated, yet so simple that the child at its mother's knee can understand it. The children of God have repeated this prayer for centuries, and its luster has not dimmed. Like a gem of value, it continues to be loved and cherished. This prayer is a wonderful production. None will pray in vain if in their prayers are incorporated the principles contained therein. Our prayers in public should be short and express only the real wants of the soul, asking in simplicity and simple trust and faith for the very things we need. Prayer from the humble, contrite heart is the vital breath of a soul hungering for righteousness. Signs of the Times, December 3rd, 1896, prayer, page 176, paragraph 3. Carefully consider Jesus' lessons about prayer. Christ's lessons in regard to prayer should be carefully considered. There is a divine science in prayer, and his illustration brings to view principles that all need to understand. He shows what is the true spirit of prayer. He teaches the necessity of perseverance in presenting our request to God and assures us of his willingness to hear and answer prayer. Christ's object lessons, page 142, prayer, page 177, paragraph 2. When you pray, say our Father, Luke 11:2. Jesus teaches us to call his Father our Father. He is not ashamed to call us brethren, Hebrews 2:11. So ready, so eager is the Savior's heart to welcome us as members of the family of God. Then the very first words we are to use in approaching God, he places the assurance of our divine relationship, our Father. Prayer to page 290, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We're going to take this little space, and we are going to try to help the little ones to be able to see the beautiful prayer that the Lord had given, which is the Lord's Prayer. And it has a breaking down in the spirit of prophecy that we may be able to understand each section. If anyone of the little one, by the help of their parents or older sibling, would like to be able to open their section with prayer, may you please unmute your mic, dear ones. Can everybody hear me, dear ones? Can everybody hear? Testing, testing. I had to lower down the volume when Judge you read because we're so close to one another. Praise the Lord. If anyone of the little ones, by the help of their parents or older siblings, would like to have opening prayer for this section, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our hearts and our heads and our minds and come humbly before our Godhead. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for taking us safely through the week. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that as we come together, that your Holy Spirit may abound. I pray, dear Father God, that you may open up our eyes, our minds, and our understanding, and our ears, and our hearts, that we may receive wondrous things out of thy law. I pray that you go before us, we should bless each and every one of us according to your perfect will. In all the names in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear ones. We are going to pass the slide. So it is time, dear ones, to be able to hear the experience that the little ones have during their nature walk. So we hope that you can be able to give them a listening ear, that they can share what they have seen, smell, heard, touch, or even taste.
Have a blessing, everyone.
Have a blessing, everyone. So in my nature walk, I saw birds, I smelled flowers and the wind, I heard birds, I touched flowers, and I tasted nothing.
Okay, not that weak. Thank you, Tyshawn.
You're welcome.
My turn.
God blesses everyone.
Wait, this one is Haley. One second, I speak with Haley.
Mommy,
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
What did you see on your nature walk?
I saw the birds, the trees.
What did you draw from what you saw from your nature walk?
I draw some stars and a tree. And I hear the birds.
Mm-hmm.
I touch the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I taste.
You didn't taste anything, though. Anything else that you'd like
I
to share?
I smelled the flowers.
You did. Nice job.
I saw the leaves.
What's happening with the leaves now?
The leaves are falling down from the tree. It's going to turn to a different color.
Wonderful. And did you remember what Joshi taught us last week about the leaves? No? Okay, so we could review it, and then you could learn more about why the leaves are falling and why they're changing colors. Thank you, Haley.
Okay, Joshi, thank you for saying that for the silent lessons yesterday.
Unfortunately, those are the only pictures that we have. We hope and pray that the children will have a chance to be able to share with us what they have seen through picture. So it will be a blessing to all of the remnant family and a glory to God to learn a little bit more about Nisha. Just remember, dear ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Well, dear ones, our opening quote for our family meeting and our review lesson is taken from the book of Step to Christ, page 52, paragraph 2, margin, and is our memory song for the children to learn. Jesus loved to have us come to him, just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, depending, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at his feet in penitence, just as we are. Just as we are. It is his glory to encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loved to have us come to him, just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, depending, step to Christ, page 52. So what we have learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones, before we hear your comments, the answer to your questions, let's take a few minutes to review what we had read last Sabbath from our part one of our lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our storybook, Desire Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat this, my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, "This cup is New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye think as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, he do show the Lord that till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Desire of Ages, page 652, paragraph 1. Amen.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 652. Christ was standing at the point of transition between two economies, and there are two great festivals. He, the spotless Lamb of God, was about to present himself as a sin offering, that he would thus bring to an end the system of types and ceremonies that for 4,000 years had pointed to his death. Continuing on the next slide, please. As he ate the Passover with his disciples, he instituted it in its place the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice. The national festival of the Jews was to pass away forever. The service which Christ established was to be observed by his followers in all lands and through all ages. Desire of Ages, page 652, paragraph 2.
Continue,
the desire.
Please. Go ahead, Yoshi.
The Desire of Ages, page 652. The Passover was ordained as a commemoration of the deliverance of Israel from Egyptian bondage. God had directed that year by year, as the children should ask the meaning of this ordinance, history should be repeated. Thus the wonderful deliverance was to be kept fresh in the minds of all. Next slide, please.
Continuing. The ordinance of the Lord's Supper was given to commemorate the great deliverance wrought out as the result of the death of Christ, till he shall come the second time in power and glory. This ordinance is to be celebrated. It is the means by which his great work for us is to be kept fresh in our minds. Desire of Ages, page 652, paragraph 3.
Continuing the Desire of Ages, page 653. At the time of their deliverance from Egypt, the children of Israel ate the Passover supper standing, with their loins girded and with their staves in their hands, ready for their journey. The manner in which they celebrated this ordinance harmonized with their condition, for they were about to be thrust out of the land of Egypt, and were to begin a painful and difficult journey through the wilderness. But in Christ's time, the condition of things had changed. They were not now about to be thrust out of a strange country, but were dwellers in their own land. In harmony with the rest that had been given them, the people then partook of the Passover supper in a reclining position. Next slide, please. And somebody can take over.
Continuing. Couches were placed about the table, and the guests lay upon them. Resting upon the left arm and having the right hand free for use in eating. In this position, a guest could lay his head upon the breast of one who sat next above him. And the feet, being at the outer edge of the couch, could be washed by one passing around the outside of the circle, not your feet. Amen.
Continuing the reading on Desire of Ages, page 653, paragraph 2. Christ is still at the table with the Paschal Supper, which the Paschal Supper has been spread. The unleavened cakes used at the Passover season are before him. The Passover wine, untouched by fermentation, is on the table. These emblems Christ employs to represent his own unblemished sacrifice. Nothing corrupted by fermentation, the symbol of sin and death, could represent the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Desire of Ages, page 653, paragraph 2. And there was a reference from 1 Peter 1, verse 19. And on the slide, it says, Lamb without blemish. And it says, gives two scenarios. It says, Old Feast, which we know as the Passover. And we have a verse here from Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And also from Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21 through 24, 10 blemishes. And I think we could do our due diligence as go a little bit further to read that out on our own so that we can further understand what is meant by that. And continuing, on the next side, it says New Feast, and it says the Lord's Supper. And here we see 1 Peter chapter, should be no blemishes. Okay, instead of 10 blemishes. Thank you, Elder Rob, for the correction there. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, and without sin, without spot. And also it's another verse from Hebrew chapter 4, verse 15, and it says without sin. And again, if we can want to know the full text, I employ us to all to go over to Hebrew chapter 4, verse 15, and further learn of what it fully says. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sisters, and everyone that participated. The photo was already in the typo. I should have just put something over it. So I apologize. The area where it's supposed to be 10, it was a typo, supposed to be N-O, which is no blemishes. So let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you all reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. That was taken from 1 Peter 3:15. Now, dear ones, it is open for all the dear families to share the answer to these six questions. So what have we learned in ways we have grown? So the sixth question that we reserve for the dear family members, little ones, and even siblings, even our guests, to be able to answer. For those that are listening on devices and cannot see the presentation, these six questions were reserved from last Sabbath. The first one is, who is the main character or characters? The second one is, what is the main idea for this section of our story? The third one is, where did the story take place? The fourth one, when did the story begin? The fifth one, how could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are not able to type, you can use the mic. So please, dear one, may you begin to share your answer.
The answer to question one, who is the main character or characters, is Jesus and his disciples. The answer to question number two was the main idea for this section of the story is the Last Supper and the Passover.
Well, any one of the dear ones would like to be able to share their answer as well. Otherwise, we're going to pass to number three.
I believe number three is taking place in the upper room.
The answer to question number four, when the story began, is with Jesus taking the bread, giving thanks, breaking it, and sharing it with the disciples. The answer to question five, how could you relate to this story? The way I can relate is that the bread and wine symbolize Christ's sacrifice, a mark.
Does anyone would like to be able to share how they can relate that it will be a blessing to the remnant family and the little ones? You okay?
The answer to question six, what did you learn from this lesson? What I learned is about the Passover, how it was done, and its indication about how, Jesus took the bread and wine, and how it was represented for the sacrifice that's supposed to happen very soon. To save also the disciples and us.
Does anybody else would like to be able to share what they have learned from this lesson? I'm sorry, dear one. It seems like the mic had some lagging. You would like to try again?
I believe that in this time, just looking back to that time, spiritually we're supposed to gird ourselves by studying the Word of God and know what are the things that we need to know for this time, and also be able to be humble in our spirit before God and asking Him to bring to our remembrance everything that we need to take to Him at this time. And really being an attention as they did in that time where they stood and eat the bitter herb and the bread. And so it's like in a form of an attention where you pay, where you seek God and focus on Him and take all the things that you need to take to Him to be able to be ready for when he comes spiritually to you or to your home.
Thank you for sharing, dear ones. I would like to share what I have learned from this lesson. In the anti-type and the type. In the type, you see there was a preparation that the children of Israel needed to do in order for them to be able to take that journey into the wilderness. And to the wilderness, right before the mountain to meet their God. And also, there was still a preparation because they was going to the land of milk and honey. And the Antichrist, we have the same duty that we must do. Even though that the Passover was the symbol of the Lamb, we know that our Passover is the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Just as there was a preparation in the type, there is also a preparation that we must do for the anti-type. For we are not going to the mountain, but we, if you take Revelation 14, we also going to have to do spiritually what was done in the Old Testament. We must prepare ourselves for what is ahead, and we must take the counsel that has been given to us in the type with the anti-type. But instead of Moses, it is Christ in the most holy place. That's what I have gathered from this lesson in the form of the spiritual meaning of the Passover and the preparation that we must do in order for us to go before the throne. And if there is no one else that will have any to share on the number 6 or any other ones that we have just went through, we are going to go a little bit further in our study, dear ones. There is a thought that I would like to share. It was shared by this beautiful sister, and I would like to share it with the rest of the room and for those that will be receiving also the presentation in other places. This one is taken from Our Father's Care, pages 242, paragraphs 5 and 6. If any one of the dear brethren would like to be able to read this beautiful thought, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Trust in the Lord, not let the feelings, the speeches, or the attitude of any human agent depress you. Be careful that in words or act you do not give others any opportunity to obtain the advantage in hurting you. Keep looking unto Jesus. He is your strength. By beholding Jesus, you will become changed in his likeness. He will be the health of your countenance and your God. The church needs you, and you need to soften and subdue your own feelings for Christ's sake. He wants you to have his Holy Spirit to work you. He wants you to have his Holy Spirit to work you. Then you may impart life and comfort to the church. Let your words be well chosen, that you may be a real blessing to the church. Do not afflict your souls over the inconsistencies of others. Take yourselves in hand and be consistent in all things. I don't know what OFC, but it says OFC 242.5 and 6.
That is basically the book and the beginning of the thought. It says Our Father's Care. That is the book. Okay. So let us continue in our study, dear ones. Well, we have a poem, and the poem is titled The Good Shepherd, and it's taken from Family Bible Lesson Year 3, Quarter 1, Lesson 5, from page 123 to 124. This is taken from Children Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling from the Bible. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you please unmute your mic.
I have found the straight and narrow way, a pleasant path from day to day. Come, children, choose this blessed road. It leads to glory, leads to God.
The broad road once was my delight before my Savior gave me sight. and through the world may pleasure bring, yet worldly pleasures leave a sting.
But peace there is in this bright way, the world gives not, nor takes away. Oh, keep me humble at thy feet, diligently thy law I'd keep.
Come, children, Jesus pleading stands, hold out to you his nailed, sacred, scarred hands. I can't see well. Come, children, Jesus pleading stands, hold out to you his nailed, scarred hands. For you he suffered on the cross. Oh, now for him count all things lost.
Oh, come,
the angels wait today to bear the glorious news away. Great joy in heaven will there be over every child from sin set free.
Children, your parents weep and pray and mourn to see you go astray. Oh, come, no longer grieve your God, accept his son, obey his word.
Yea, come and now no longer wait. Another hour may be too late. The Savior's work will soon be done. The Spirit cease to whisper, come.
This way is not a dreary way, with Jesus near us every day. Oh, come and try it. Taste his love. Be faithful and there's rest above. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. If there's any testimony that you would like to share, anything you would like to share with the Remnant family, this is the moment that you could do so. Let me just look at the time. We are 8 minutes over. Otherwise, we can continue doing the same thing in the youth study or even after the meeting by God's grace. We have come to the ending of our review section, dear ones. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 2 of our new lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our study book, Desired Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for this blessed Saturday. We thank you for the opportunity again to hear the little ones' stories and to learn the lessons that even though it's for the little ones, it's also for the adults. Thank you for all the participation of the lowly children and also of the parents. Be with us as we go on to the next level or section of the study. Guide and continue to protect us. Put a hedge around us, Father Jesus. Thank you for your blessing so far. Be with each home and each family at this time. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be October 2nd, 2021, we will have a part 2. Lesson 340 from our new chapter 72 entitled In Remembrance of Me. May the Lord bless and keep every one of you. I'm sorry I was not able to give my hellos because I was coming in a little bit late. So Sabbath blessing to everyone in the household and those that are listening in the background. Sabbath blessing, and we are so glad that you are here with us in Jesus' name. Leaving this beautiful scripture, Galatians 6:10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless you all.